Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 1. And we are going to be considering through the our times together leading up to Christmas, different themes related to the Christmas story. And I want you to see something that is recorded beginning at verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There are so many different messages in this particular passage of Scripture. First of all is the Holy Spirit coming upon Elizabeth and just shouting forth glory, because the Lord is going to fulfill the word that He promised in you. Who am I that you should come and visit me? And then you see the baby inside the womb of Elizabeth leaping for joy because Mary is bearing the Christ child inside of her womb. You see something that many people ignore today, but I want you to know something. Babies are conscious. They know what's going on. We've mentioned this several times, going and visiting with Devin and so forth like that. I said, isn't it remarkable that that little baby is hearing everything that's going on in here, hearing the voices, talking? That's why it's so important that you play the right kind of music. You want your baby to hear the right kind of music? You're blasting your stuff out and the poor baby's inside, that's the kind of music they don't listen to. Because it's in them. It's ingrained in them. When you've done it, I don't think we realize that this baby, John the Baptist, who he would be, leaped inside the womb in anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ. That is important. It's important for us to... Do we anticipate coming to church and being in God's house? Do we anticipate that at any moment in this day a trumpet would sound and we'll be snatched off this earth and brought into the presence of the Lord? You know, I think most people live without any anticipation of either one of those things. Church, take it or leave it. You know, coming to the Lord, well, that's way in the future. That's how people think today. It shouldn't be. And yet this little baby inside the womb of his mother leaped for joy at just the presence of Mary, who was bearing in her body the Christ child. And Elizabeth brings this out in her account. When you came in, the baby leaped within me. And the Holy Spirit of God made all the connections there and brought this out. I want to encourage you this morning. If a baby in a womb can leap with joy and excitement over the presence of Jesus Christ in a baby form inside of another mother's womb, do you think we could get excited about this book? Do you think we can get excited about being together in God's house? Do you think we can get excited about the fact that our Savior is coming again and the trumpet will sound? What do we get excited about? I'm going to have roast beef for lunch today. I can't wait. We get excited over things that do not matter. That do not matter. And may we, at this Christmas season of the year, rejoice not only in the first coming of our Savior to this earth, which means everything to us. This is how we came to know was His coming. But also, He's coming back to take us to be with Him. Could we get our eyes off of ourselves and get them on the Savior this morning? Let's do that as we gather around His Word.